In February of 2007, you commented that it was important to have a, or that the university did have a policy governing military research. I guess I should quote it. You said, "We have a policy that governs research that comes from the defense body of government." And given the most recent developments which were shared with the Senate about the removal of the anonymity clause, as well as the fact that researchers no longer have to indicate if the research is harmful or may have harmful consequences.
Yeah, I didn't say it was important that we had one.
Yes, you just said that you did.
But I said we had one, and we did.
What changed?
What changed is the idea that, first of all, our policies, like everything we do, we try and be a leader wherever we can on program, policy, standards, those kinds of things. But as well, we try and benchmark against our peers. And we belong to a group of American research-intensive universities that we use as our peers. And there's a group of 13 universities, of which we're one in Canada, that we use as our peers as well. So we do a lot of collaborating in policy development, in management of issues, you know, H1N1, for example, we're doing a lot of collaboration on. And on research policy, our directions come from our own experience, from our research partners, and as well from the from the granting councils. And in fact, the revisiting of the research policy framework came in response to the need to have a different terms in our research policies according to the federal granting councils. That is our major sponsors, but as well our own desire to look at our policies. The line on military research appears in no other research policy guidelines at the federal government level or with any of our peer universities, and there's a reason for that, and it's why I know I wouldn't have said it's a good thing we've got a policy on military research, but simply that we have one, because we have so many protocols that govern the ethics of the research we do that it would take the onus off of us, first of all, to review our own research proposals thoroughly if we just defaulted to a line in a policy on who the sponsor of the research was. And secondly, it is inappropriate in our view, including mine, to say that the sponsor of the research is what dictates the usefulness of the research. In fact, our research is there to, you know, Republic University, our research is there to contribute to knowledge and the positive applied benefit of that knowledge. I've just come out of a day and a half of meetings on science policy in Ottawa, where in fact, I don't know if any of you read about the State of the Nation report that was put out last spring, a process that I co-chaired with another university president. But in that context, we were looking at benchmarking our own investments in science and scholarship against other countries. And of course, our interest is in having a very competitive level of investment. And $5.4 billion is ostensibly spent through what you might call military departments in the U.S. I think that figure is right.
It was $5.4 billion over the last 6 or 7 years.
The fact is that the countries that have been able to invest lots of money in basic science under a defense framework are the ones that have invested the most in fundamental science of any countries in the world, and the U.S. is an example of that, maybe the best example of that. That's not the reason, but that's just kind of some backdrop. The fact is that the why would you choose one sponsor of research over another versus looking at the purposes of the research? And of the research that gets funded under defense, a majority of it is basic research, and an enormous amount of it goes into medical research. So you can guess as well as I can why that would be, that it's easier for the public to invest a lot of money in basic science through defense in in the countries with which we compete. Canada's not had that tradition. The research that we've done that's been funded by defense departments has, in fact, I've only seen examples of it. There are very few, and the examples I've seen are on themes such as prosthetic device research, robotics, and the like, all of which have very general purpose applications.